So the final way that you can scale up your extension's user base and therefore revenue is to leverage paid advertising. So I would recommend that you validate your offer via the organic methods before you start investing in paid advertising. So all the things that we've been looking at, content marketing, leveraging affiliate partnerships, referrals, virality, everything that you can do organically, I would try and explore those methods first and then go back to paid ads, because we don't want to throw a load of money at some paid ads if our offer doesn't really resonate with the niche community. We want to make sure that we've actually got all of the following in place before we use paid ads. So we've got a strong product market fit. It's addressing that real problem. You've landed on a price point that's working well. You're ready to scale technically, and you're ready to scale your business operations. Once you've ticked all those boxes, then I think you can go ahead and try and get paid ads working for your extension. And the platforms that I would recommend for that would be YouTube ads. So the skippable ads just before you watch a video. You can target people based on demographics and even what URLs they've visited, because obviously Google owns YouTube and they've got access to a load of data, especially if people are using Chrome. So you can do some super specific targeting on YouTube. So I could target people who've been to merch.amazon.com, obviously going to be merch by Amazon creators, and put Merch Wizard ads in front of them. Then we've got Facebook ads, which is still very useful, but you have to build up an audience in there and the sort of things that they're interested in. Maybe slightly harder to target than URL-based stuff for an ad for a Chrome extension. And then you've got other options as well. So TikTok ads will be relatively cheap because it's relatively new. And then it'll be worth exploring niche-related newsletters, podcasts, YouTube channels, and Facebook groups to see if you can. Okay, so that's it for this lesson and indeed this module. And I'll see you in module 13, where we'll be talking about engineering an exit from your Chrome extension business. All right, I'll see you in the next module.